I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's been a wild post-election day. In Greece, the pro-bailout with some changes candidate Antanas Samaras won, but not with enough seats in parliament to govern alone. And he says today he'll continue to try to build a coalition, even though the second-place anti-bailout party, Syriza, today said they refused to join the coalition. And in Egypt, the ruling military vowed to hand over power to the new president by the end of the month, but how much power will there be left to hand over? Since last week, the military and the country's highest court have dissolved parliament, and last night the military issued an interim constitution. The presumed new president is the Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi, the first elected Islamist head of state since the pro-democracy uprisings began. A formal announcement comes this Thursday. The BBC's Lise Doucette has been following all of this in Cairo. Lise, we spoke with journalist Rami Koury last week. Now, he downplayed talk of a coup or counter-revolution. But what are Egyptians saying today after the military's moves last night?
It was extraordinary timing, Rob, just when the country should have been focusing on the vote count for their first freely elected president. Suddenly, the news came that not only was the army issuing what they called a constitutional amendment to set out their powers, they had actually taken for themselves expanded powers. Powers to control the budget, powers to control the president, powers to have the veto over every single item of the new constitution that would be drawn up on a timetable also controlled by the military. Of course, the critics were very quick to say that this was a military coup, that instead of the military overseeing a transfer to the civilians, the military had overseen a military transfer to the military. Now, today, in the midst of this growing concern, the military, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, held a press conference and essentially said, trust us. By the end of the month, we're going to have a big handover ceremony, which will be a celebration seen by Egypt and the world to show that we're handing over power. The problem is they've now handed over, they've kept so many powers that Egypt is now facing the prospect of a precedent, which a lot of the activists are saying it's sort of like the powers of the Queen of England.
Well, the other condition that the military enacted, it would strip the new president of any control over the army, so it doesn't seem as if there is anything that even a new president can do.
Well, they did say today at the news conference that the new president would be able to choose his own cabinet, including the defense minister, but the membership of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces remains the same. I think there has been another severe blow to any trust, any confidence between the politicians here and the military. It has to be said, though, that we haven't seen any spilling onto the streets, any public protest over what happened in the last 24 hours, but also happened last week when the Supreme Constitutional Court dissolved the first freely elected parliament, a parliament elected over months last year and in the beginning of this year. That was called a soft coup by the critics. So that, followed by the constitutional amendment, made everyone add up the extent of the powers to get them to conclude that the army was going to stay in power. But we'll have to wait and see. The Muslim Brotherhood, who is insisting that their candidate, Mohamed Morsi, won the presidential runoff, has challenged the army's right to be able to announce the constitutional amendment. They've also challenged the dissolution of parliament. So it looks like there is a growing showdown. Whether that will be resolved or attempted to be resolved in the streets or in the back rooms, we have to wait and see.
Well, meanwhile, Elise, earlier today, gunmen crossed into Israel from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and ambushed workers building a fence to block illegal migrants. We know that in the wake of the uprising, the spring uprising, that border was loosened. According to the Israeli army, one laborer was killed and Israeli troops killed two of the gunmen. And it would just seem to underscore, you know, concerns about security conditions. Are you hearing anything about that?
The situation in the Sinai has been of growing concern for countries like Israel along the border, for Egypt itself. It is a huge space, the Sinai. Some of it is being described as ungoverned space. We know that the Bedouins, who call the Sinai home, have been running trafficking rings. There's also been allegations of trafficking of organs. Israel has expressed concern about growing evidence of militant groups operating from there. I know the United States is also concerned about that. Both Israel and the United States want to see the Egyptian military as a partner when it comes to this kind of an issue. And in fact, don't forget that the Egyptian military is largely financed by the United States. And today we are hearing some calls for the U.S. to reconsider this huge sum of money it gives to Egypt every year in light of its abrogation of powers and in light of what's happening in the Sinai as well.
Quite something. The BBC's Lise Doucette in Cairo. Lise, thanks as always.
Thank you very much, Robin.